atom from the sun of knowledge, Lex Hickson Nor al-Jarahi. And he is the one who decided the cover and to put the two, the Allah and the Muhammad, as their the calligraphies on either side, because this makes it into a Qibla. It's interesting enough. This is, as those some of you know, or inshallah many here, but not everyone here knows, that when we face our direction of prayer, it's we always have these two symbols. They're not symbols, they are symbols, for symbol of the divine being, and this is the name of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who represents humanity. So he's in a way embodying all of humanity here, just as the name Allah is said to contain all of the divine names, whatever name that God has been called on is said to be contained essentially in the name Allah. And interesting, Allah is mostly breath and has one place that where the tongue touches the roof of the mouth. So somehow signifying the uncontainability of divine, of the Holy One or the divine reality. Even to call holy is already giving a definition, that there's a level of complete undefinability. So this is the book we're going to plunge into. And then open it up, and you have La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, which is really the essence of this path. And it's said to be La ilaha illallah is the essence of all the paths, said that this was revealed to all the prophets and bearers of truth. So let's open it tonight and see what we receive. It's so amazing. Well, this is a good one. These are all passages called like little diamond facets of the book called the Quran, which simply means book, but it's a complete book. It's a book of revelation. It's a book not written by human hands. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. O humanity, for those who profoundly believe, there has come spiritual instruction from your Lord and healing for the diseases of your hearts. There has come perfect divine guidance and boundless divine mercy. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah. So a lot of emphasis, as for, we've been reading the Quran in this time, from the beginning to the end, and a lot of emphasis is put on the believers. It's amazing. The you know, in these times, the word believer has taken on a slightly negative connotation, because sometimes the believers in our modern-day society are the ones who cause so much trouble for other people, or might be fanatical, not just in our society, but in other societies, those people who identify with that. But Quran sets forth the believers as the lovers of God, really, and the people of both profound faith and profound kindness and generosity and humbleness and tenderness. There's, in fact, descriptions in different chapters of Quran of who the believers, who, you know, what their traces are, their signatures. And they're always the people that, you know, are ready to help others. And they're not fanatical at all, in fact. In the Quranic vision, they're very balanced. They're very grounded. And in fact, in one instance, it refers to them, they don't go into panic. When the world is panicking, if there's disasters or traumas, they will be rooted in God and they will stay calm. And by staying calm, then they will be able to help other people. Otherwise, you know, what? How can you help another person if you also panic along with everyone else? So But of course, it also says that there are many different levels of belief. And there's a belief that has come to be certainty, like the belief where you actually see with your own eyes. So that's like kind of the full fruition of belief. That's where the goal, the path leads to that, to certainty. And we follow a tradition which was, you might say, whose fountainhead, even passing through all the prophets, but the most recent, the culmination of prophecy, said, he said, I follow clear seeing. So it's a path of certainty. And we can therefore entrust ourselves. And therefore we can be... feel that we are guided and protected. And this is what it's saying here. For those who profoundly believe. And belief is really a quality. It's not a form. It doesn't mean we have to believe in a dogma or we have to believe this instead of that. Belief is rather a quality of the heart. It's a light in the heart. And it's a light, of guidance. But it's beyond form or any particular religion or dogma. For those who profoundly believe, there has come spiritual instruction from your Lord. So, first, that receptivity on our part. And so this is something to remember for people of spiritual path, that we must keep ourselves in a state of receptivity, of openness, and... if we are overcome by fear or anxiety, stress, obsession, preoccupation, we will not be receptive, you know. And I myself am going through a very tumultuous time right now, inwardly. And I think that the Ramadan can bring that about, because it's kind of like a squeezing, and it will purify us, inshallah. But I realize that if I'm too overcome, I am no longer receptive to the presence of God, to the small voice, let's say, is the still small voice that the prophet Isaiah referred to. So receptivity on the part of dervishes, on the part of those who are seeking God, and even in this Ramadan, even though we have many prayers and things, you know, practices, but to save time for just sitting receptively to God. And I think we should do that right this moment, actually. As we speak of it, let's not put it off. Let's just, for a few moments, let's just sit here. We've had a wonderful meal together. And joyful communion. And let's just... sit together, and this way it's much more powerful when we sit together. That's why mystic communities exist, because they support each other. So let's just, in our breath, we can calm. For those of you who've done some meditation, you can just use the breath, and here we use the breath to go into the heart. And we can either use it with the name Allah or simply beyond name, and just feel God's presence right here with us. And even those who are speaking, let nothing disturb, because everything is one whole. And so everything is part of this divine manifestation. And thankfulness. Let the mind go. Because the mind is more of a barrier. Find God in the breath, which rises from the heart and returns to the heart, which is the ocean of God. O humanity, for those who profoundly believe, there has come spiritual instruction from your Lord and healing for the diseases of your hearts. There has come perfect divine guidance and boundless divine mercy. Community of communion. And tonight in the zikr, I felt very strongly like just this complete unity. It wasn't a unity of things that were separate. It was just the seamlessness, really, of divine presence, and even taking the form, though, of angelic beings and saintly beings, but feeling everything really is truly coming from that Nur Muhammad. And in these last days of Ramadan, these last 10 days, now maybe 9, I think it's very important that we watch our mind, our thoughts, and inshallah it will come naturally that we'll be so plunged into a state of prayerfulness and tesbih that our thoughts will not become divisive. But if there's that tendency, we must pull back and not think anything badly of anyone, actually, but particularly in our sacred community, because as soon as we think a thought, it actually makes a division. And, you know, it's not our fault. I mean, this is the way Allah created us and created the mind, and the mind, the brain, is divisive. It has its channels, and it has separations, and it has hierarchies, and better than, and worse than. But if we can just pull back from that in these last 9-10 days, completely. So as soon as we feel our mind going to judge someone or to make separation or to feel or that we do something better or we're worse or whatever it might be of that nature, or criticize someone inwardly, let's just pull back and, you know, whatever it means, la ilaha illallah or alhamdulillah. Sometimes it's just a step backwards. Or maybe it could be a step forward, but usually in my feeling, it's usually I feel it as like stepping back from that movement that does that. So alhamdulillah, that's just what I want to share. And I feel that the sacred community is sacred because of its unity also. So it's a community of unity. And it carries this divine presence and divine light, and in Allah there is no division. Everyone has their place, everything has its place. Inshallah, may we. And yet we are all together, we are all pulled together into that oneness. So, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah. Ooh, and may we be guided in the most beautiful way, to the best of what has been revealed through the holy books and the noble Quran. Ameen.